Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Do you get tired of springing ahead and then falling back every year? Ending the tradition of resetting your clock, depending on the season, would result in a little more light on winter evenings. Massachusetts is one of several New England states considering sticking with daylight savings time year-round. But, as Fred Bever reports, the idea is contingent on agreement among several states.
The concept of adjusting the clock to suit social needs appears to be Benjamin Franklin's, in a jesting bit of advice to the French to start their days earlier, work more during the sunny hours, and thereby save on candle wax. In 1962, our federal government standardized the practice of daylight saving time, and now 48 U.S. states deploy it in an effort to match work hours and sunlight. But here on the East Coast, it has its critics.
Christ, the minute you set that clock back and it's darker earlier, it's just,
Dean Pike owns the Moose Island Marine Shop in Eastport, Maine. It's the nation's easternmost city, and they see the sun first there, but they are also first to see it set. And from mid-November through early January, sundown comes before 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
In the fall, it just kills us. You know, it's better for us to have it lighter later. The problem is, if Maine does it alone, look at how that's going to affect, you calling your suppliers. It sure would be nice if it was a region-wide decision.
He could be in luck on that. Discontent with the current system can be found region-wide. Ask Keith Murphy, who moved to Bedford, New Hampshire, some 13 years ago.
And I remember moving in January, and it got dark at 4:15 p.m. And I was astonished, because that was not what I was used to.
Murphy happens to be a member of New Hampshire's legislature, and he introduced a bill back in the dark days of February that could end that state's annual clock hop and instead stay year-round with daylight saving time, also known in this region as Atlantic Standard Time. Murphy's bill has passed the New Hampshire House with a proviso that Massachusetts and Maine switch up too, and that the federal government gives permission. And similar measures have passed Maine's House and Senate, also with the proviso that neighbors act as well. In Massachusetts, a commission appointed by Governor Charlie Baker is set to make recommendations on the question within a month. Lawmakers in the rest of New England have at least submitted similar bills, although no one seems to be spending a lot of political capital on the issue. But it is about a lot more than early sunsets. A growing body of research shows that when we lose that hour of sleep each spring, we suffer a kind of jet lag.
Switching to daylight saving time, in particular during the spring, is problematic because it disrupts these circadian cycles that we have. And when it gives that shock to our system, we're not immediately able to change.
David Wagner is a sleep and workplace researcher at the University of Oregon's Lundquist Business College. He says that in the days just after the clocks are set forward, especially Sleepy Monday, many ills can result, with the rate of heart attacks and strokes rising, minors getting into more accidents, and drivers too. A decision-making patterns change. Wagner says judges tend to hand out harsher sentences, for instance. And at work,
turns out that people cyberloaf more, which is using their computers for things that are not work-related, surfing the web. And we also found moral awareness decreases. People are not kind of tuned into the moral implications of various situations. We've got a current paper we're working on looking at policing and prejudice that occurs in policing, and that's exacerbated under conditions of sleep deprivation.
But even with the mounting evidence of the problems posed by changing the clocks back and forth, there is a good deal of skepticism about changing the habit. In Maine, the Chamber of Commerce worries that business transactions, especially those with the financial capital of New York City, will be slowed, while shipping and travel between border states could get pretty confusing. And in northern New England, there can be a flinty reluctance to make decisions contingent on what heavyweight Massachusetts does. And for some people who start their workday early in the morning, like Benjamin King, a barista at Portland's Coffee by Design, the morning sun is a blessing they'd like to hold on to right through winter.
Because people want to start their day in the light versus, you know, the end of the day. We're used to it getting dark, so it really doesn't matter what time it gets dark.
King probably doesn't have to worry, at least for the moment. Maine Governor Paul LePage, known for his well-used veto pen, says the idea of changing the current system is, quote, an insane thought. But with research and lawmakers around New England increasingly highlighting problems with the practice, it could be just a matter of time. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Fred Bever in Portland, Maine.